Hello and welcome to jasonnewland.com. My name's Jason Newland and this is Boring Objects. Please only listen when you can safely close your eyes. The object of this Boring Objects podcast is to talk boringly about stuff, choosing a particular topic to focus on during that recording, and in the process you can relax and maybe even pop off to sleep if you choose to do so. Because whilst you're listening to my voice, I guess it's kind of a distraction from other things, which means you can just let go and you're no longer focusing on the stuff that you was focusing on before. And when you focus on my boring voice, you may or may not notice that your mind starts to slow down. And those thoughts that were there before tend to just drop away. Like friends of a lottery winner once all the money's been spent. Dropping away one by one. But I used to be so popular. Yes, because you used to have money, mate. Oh, where all my friends gone? Well, they've spent your money for you, haven't they? There's no more left to spend. And they've probably gone to try and leech off of somebody else. Oh, perhaps I should buy another lottery ticket. Yeah, that's the solution. Or you could work on creating a personality for yourself. Well, it's a bit rude. Yeah, probably. Sorry. Okay. Should we get back to the podcast? Yeah, okay then. So, today I'm going to talk about pizza. Pizza. Now, I've been a fan of pizza for a long time. And there's various different pizzas that you can get. Not all the pizza places are the same. I guess one of my favourite pizzas is the Pizza Hut. But there isn't a Pizza Hut around here that does deliveries. So I get deliveries from Domino's Pizzas when I do get a delivery. Although there is a couple of other places where I can get pizzas from as well. Not that I'm regularly buying pizzas. But the pizzas are one of my favourite fast food takeaway delivery category foods. And my favourite flavour is sweet corn and pineapple. And that's been my favourite flavour since I was a kid. Since I was, 16, 17. When I started getting takeaways. You know, because I was living on my own. And there used to be this kebab shop not far from where I lived. And I used to go in there, and I used to get on quite well with the owner of the kebab shop. And he used to make nice pizzas. Considering it was a kebab shop, the pizzas were nice. And he used to make me these huge pizzas. And I would have a pizza and some, maybe a bottle of Coke, something like that. And I didn't have pizza very often. I mean, but when I did, oh, I used to really enjoy it. One of my fondest memories was 1987, and it was an election. You know, for the Prime Minister, it was election time, and it was the actual election night, and I'm pretty sure it was about October, November time, and I'd worked all day, but for some reason, I wanted to stay up all night and watch the election and watch the election results as they came in, because I'd never done it before. So this was something that for some reason I was looking forward to, and it's something that I've kept up as a tradition most of my life. I think there was at least one time when I couldn't do that because of the job I had, and I was starting work really early, or maybe I had night shift. And that would have been the early 90s election. I don't think I was able to sit up for that one. But I definitely sat up for the 97 election. I sat up all night for that. And then I'm not sure when the next one was after that. Early 2000s. I would have sat up for that one. And probably the next one, 2010, I definitely sat up for all night. And then 2014, I think it was, 2015, and then the 2000, and was it, well, I can't remember, was it last, no, the year before last, 2019 election. So I've sat up most all night long watching the election and the election results, eating pizza, and sometimes just for amusement I'll put a mirror, a big full length mirror opposite me so I can watch my belly grow bigger. Yum 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 yum. So that's kind of been a tradition in my life, being part of what I do. Something that, I guess it's a tradition that I have started. Thinking about it, yeah, I remember the last election, because I had a pizza, so I ordered a big pizza from Domino's, and one of my neighbours came round, and I'd like, well, you, then this is probably about 9 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and he just sat there, And he said, I didn't come round to eat your pizza. I said, well, just as well, because you're not having any. And he, I think he got a little bit annoyed with me. And I gave him a bit, I gave him a bit of pizza. And he said, I don't feel you have to give me any. I said, no, I don't. I just don't think we were connecting on that day. We weren't, the conversation wasn't running smoothly. But I just found it a little bit annoying because, and I didn't want to be rude, but he was interrupting my tradition. And my tradition is to have a huge pizza, lots of drinks and stuff, not usually alcoholic, normally just soft drinks, and sit, maybe do something else at the same time, you know, work on the website or do something, but have the television on and watch the the whole night from, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the evening till maybe 6 or 7 in the morning, until the final results, or not the final results usually, because sometimes it takes a couple of days for the last people to come in, but to the point where they know who's won. And this is something that I've been doing for years and years and years. Eating a pizza and watching the election. And some may think, oh, that's a bit of a strange combination. And my answer to that is, what's it got to do with you? You live your life, I live my life. I don't see how me watching the election whilst eating pizza affects you in any way. Why would you even feel the need to comment? And that person may say, well, I was just saying, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I just thought I'd just say it. And I would reply, well, why did you feel the need to say it? I mean, do you have nothing else going on in your own life that you need to focus on what I'm doing on election night? I mean, if you got an issue where you prejudiced against pizza eaters, and they might say yes, but they might say no. I'm not got an issue with people that eat pizzas. I just was wondering why you do the same thing every election night. And possibly my reply to that would be, well, you're talking about it as if it's every week. Elections are generally every 3 or 4 years, sometimes 5 years, depending. So it's hardly regular, is it? It's hardly, it's not like I've got some kind of habit going on. I mean, this is maybe 3 times in a decade, 2 to 3 times a decade, that this will happen. And they might say, oh, okay, calm down. I was just saying, I didn't expect this kind of conversation to occur when we started this discussion about pizza. And I might respond, well, now you know, and maybe in the future you can keep your opinions to yourself, because this is my life and I'll live it however I want, and I don't need to ask your permission. at this point, the person might say, oh, come on, relax. You know, this wasn't supposed to be a serious conversation. We were just, I was just talking about, like, just questioning, just mildly interested in why you would choose to have the same topping on your pizza on erection nights. And I would say, do you mean election nights? Or are you saying erection nights just to try and be mildly humorous? And they'd probably admit to it, saying, yeah, I said erection. I know that the word's election. But if I said erection, it would be hilarious. And of course, I'd go back and say, well, it was hilarious. I do appreciate your input and the effort that you have brought forth into this arena of discussion regarding certain eating aspects and processes of pizzas being eaten during the election. And I think at some point it would start to get a little bit confusing about who's saying what and why. So it might start to get a little bit strange. Which is okay, I guess, because it doesn't have to be all serious all the time. In fact, maybe taking a break from seriousness might be beneficial to just different people depending on their circumstances. So pizzas, I like pizzas, but there was a time when all pizzas just seemed to be thick crust. And I didn't want thick crust, I wanted thin crust. But now, I seem to move the other way. And I prefer the crispy ones, the big, the thicker crust, to thin crust, providing, because there is a caveat on this preference. I love the pizza to be crispy. You know, when you bite into it and it goes, oh. Okay, well, the pizza doesn't go, oh, but my senses go, that's nice. And the crunchiness in between my teeth, it gives me a sense of, it's a sense of well-being that really, really does. So there's a plane going past. I don't know why. Well, I know why, because it's in the sky. But we don't get many planes around here. We do get helicopters, but not many planes. We have cars as well. So trying to think of other times where I have had pizzas. There was a period before I moved here, and I didn't really have much in the way of cooking facilities. There was a tiny little camping oven and stove, which wasn't big enough for anything. Well, nothing big. Only small items could fit into that oven. What I used to do, because I had this job and on a Saturday evening, if I was working, I would go to Asda, which you might not know what it is. It's a supermarket. And everyone that works there has to wear a luminous green, like snotty clothes. It looks like a luminous snot. And it's quite well known for being fairly decent value. So at the time, what I would do is get some general shopping for the week ahead, and for myself, I would get myself a big pizza. But I don't know how I cooked it. That's the thing. I can't remember. I think I might have had to cut it up and put half of it in the oven and the other half in the refrigerator. Unless I didn't get a really large one, I just got a small one, which would have worked just as well, or better, because it would have actually fitted in the little camping stove oven thingy. And I would sit there and I'd have that to eat, and it was nice. Hmm. Yeah, I used to. Sometimes I would get a Domino's delivered, and they used to do this special discount, and the pizza would cost me just £10 for a large sweet corn and pineapple pizza. Just £10. I was very pleased with that. It just seemed like a very good deal. And they kept that deal up until I moved. And I moved further away from where they are delivering. The ones I got from Aldi or Asda, they weren't sweet corn and pineapple, they were, I think, mushroom and something else. Cheese, definitely cheese. Because I remember when I was at school, I made a pizza in cooking class. And we used tomato puree on top of the base of the pizza. Yeah, the not the plastic, the pastry, that's it. The dough. And then I think we would post we would say present we would present to the pizza some cheese. So chuck some cheese on, sprinkle it on, and then some other toppings. And that would be dinner. I'd have to take it home and we'd eat that for our dinner. Just after cooking for a couple of hours in the afternoon, 2 or 3 hours, I didn't really want to go anywhere near the pizza. Okay. On those days, I think it was a Tuesday or a Thursday, or it might have been a Friday or Wednesday. It was a weekday, and as I said, whatever I cooked, that would be our dinner. And on those nights, people always, you know, in the house all suddenly found themselves busy and having to go out. That's it, really. Talking about pizzas, I kind of want one now, but I don't want one that is, very flat. I don't want a curvy one or one like a building. But I'd like one that's nice and crunchy. Like Pizza Hut. there's a long way to go. In fact, I don't know where there is a Pizza Hut. But they're so tasty. So, I think it's the crispiness that I like. I like the, you know, biting into it. I can't do the sound. I'll try. This is the sound of biting into it. Admittedly, it sounds like an ant sneezing, but it was my attempt at an impression of a pizza, a crunchy pizza, a slice, and you pick it up and you put it in your mouth, and it's not all about the topping, it's also about the type of pizza. I don't mind mushrooms as well, but there's something about the sweet corn and pineapple that I just like it. Go now. Take care.